Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood in the street.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can check out the blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question. What else can I do for you there? You won't get any food there. We're not going to serve you a burger or fries or anything. I'm sorry, you have to get that somewhere else. But anything else that you need to feed your small business with, we got it right there for you. John Wibben is our guest. John is the CEO of ContentLaunch.com. And we're talking about mobile. We're talking about the importance of mobile. And John, I have been saying now for two or three years at least, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone, and you're not using at least one or two apps on your phone, you don't know what your customer expectations are. You are flying blind in the fog and no reference to land. You might as well, for an increasing number of your prospects, you might as well not even be in business. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean,
because you don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, ask yourself. I mean, almost all of us now have smartphones, and what are the apps that we like to use? And how can you, as a business, take something in your business and create an app around it, create some kind of service that helps them do something, you know, more affordably or more efficiently? Take Hotels.com, for example. I mean, they've got a fantastic app. I use it all the time when I travel. It makes booking travel super easy. It's just three clicks, I'm done. It's paid for, my room's set up. So it's all about making whatever you sell easier for them to access and do. Something, making it easier, making it more efficient. And not every business can use an app. I mean, it's expensive to develop it. But if you see a need out there and your customers are telling you that they want something like that, then absolutely you need to listen to them.
But let me tell you what's not expensive and what may even be the best thing for many small business owners, and that's not an app, but a website, a mobile website. Not a mobile app, but a mobile site. Tell us what the difference is.
So, yeah, a mobile site is a lot more affordable. It's a lot easier to get set up. You can literally have it done in a week or two. You can get a mobile site done for under $2,000. And
less than that, probably.
Your mobile app's going to cost, yeah, you could, absolutely. Your mobile app's going to cost you possibly $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more, depending on what you're doing with that app, the functionality of it. So an app is an investment, and not all businesses have that that great thing they can make an app around. But every business needs a mobile friendly website. So that's
remind you folks. You may wind up even if you've got $30,000 to spend, you may wind up deciding that a mobile site, is better for you. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas. You save some money. This is what we did, John. We sat down a while back and said, okay, what do we need, a mobile site or a mobile app? And we because of the way we update our stuff and it's all, you know, a lot of archives and podcasts and video and things like that, we realized that for people to download all of that into an app, which is what an app does, was not really practical.
Right.
But that's the reason why we chose to do a mobile site. And folks, if you want to see what one looks like, go to my site. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone, or go to jimblasingame.com on your smartphone. You'll see what my mobile site looks like. It works like a charm.
Yep. Yeah.
And so go ahead.
I was going to say, every business really needs a mobile-friendly site. That's a must-have. The app is a nice to have if you can find a reason to do something like that. Not all businesses need an app, but if you can find a business play for it, it's worth looking into. And talk to your customers.
If I had a restaurant and I had a lot of downtown customers, I'd want my mobile site to be where people could go there and click on it and see what the menu is today. What's my meet and three today or whatever. I'd want to know what that is. If I had another kind of business, I'd want to be able to put things out there so that my folks could see when something's been delivered or whatever it might be. People are looking for that kind of convenience, aren't they? That's where relevance comes in.
Yeah, and people are looking for something that's convenient and that they can do quickly. They can get in and out, and they can cut down on the time that they're investing in whatever activity it is. And that's what's great about having the mobile phone. It makes our lives easier and more efficient. So do the same thing with that mobile app. If you can bring some efficiency to your customers, then it's worth looking into.
I like what you said a while ago, and we need to repeat it. Find out what your customers want. Find out what they're using, and those are your marching orders, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're not talking to your customers at least once a day, you're making a mistake, because they're going to be able to tell you what they want. Not all the time, but they'll definitely give you their feedback, and that's powerful information that you can then act on in the mobile channel.
They definitely want to be able to click and call you. They want the phone number on your mobile site to be hot. They definitely want to be able to buy something from you if you can sell it online. They want to be able to do that because they're doing that more and more. They want to reach you in through your social media sites. They want to be able to do that. John, we've got to wrap it up, but now tell us how we can get your white paper.
So your ebook. Yeah, the new ebook came out a couple weeks ago. You can go to Content Launch, like you're launching a rocket, contentlaunch.com, and they'll see it right there on the homepage. Download it for free. Take a look at that. And if you have questions, get in touch.
Thank you for making it available. Integrating social and mobile content for maximum impact. John, come back again real soon.
Jim, thanks so much.
John Wibben, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.